College Nines is with Tito Burgos, coach of Florida Memorial, in their victory today against Kaiser in the Sun Conference Tournament. Was a well-fought 2-1 win. All the runs were scored in the first inning. Kaiser plated its runs in the first. Florida Memorial fought back with two in the bottom. And pitching won this one. Coach Burgos, tell me about the game. Tell me about exactly how did you squeak this one out against number 16 Kaiser?
Chris Rivera. He was lights out. Our defense played well behind him, and he just did a lights out job today. You know, their guy pitched really well. That's a top program over there. And unfortunately for us, our guy was just a little better today, and we got the win.
Well, in the game, he didn't seem to stumble. He got some runners on. Kaiser put some runners on, but he was able to mow them down. And he did a good mixture of pitches. He seemed to come up with his fastball, and then he took some of it off, and it kept Kaiser off balance. How do you see that going into his next start?
Well, hopefully his next start is in the championship game. We came in with a game plan. We were well prepared. Coach Olson did an amazing job having Chris Rivera prepared. So kudos to Coach Olson. And the game plan worked to a T today, I believe. Never panicked with men on base. Made some tough pitches, a couple great hitters they got over there, a couple all-conference guys. And he stays steady, you know. And when you do those things, you always have a chance for success.
Well, you're in the winner's bracket. So how does it look for you guys? What happens now?
We got Weber tomorrow at 6. It's a team we've played well against. A team we feel confident coming into the game. A team we feel we can, you know, be competitive against. You know, baseball's a funny game. They're going to come out. They're a little fired up. We took 2 or 3 from them early in the year, so I'm sure they want to get one back. But we're ready for the challenge. I think Florida Memorial is growing as a baseball program. I think my boys are growing right in front of my eyes, and I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to the rest of this tournament.
Well, I've just found out that you guys hadn't played ball in close to 2.5 weeks. And you sat and you rested your players. You didn't play anybody. You rested them. You practiced, but you rested them. And it showed because they came out in a 2-1 game. And one run game should be Florida Memorial's. Anything to say about that?
The 2.5 weeks, I would have liked to squeeze a 1 or 2 games in there, to be honest with you, but we're a very young club, you know. I think it's no secret. I got a bunch of freshmen, sophomores, maybe 1 or 2 seniors tops. And so the rest, I do think did them well. Gave some guys a chance to recoup, get a second win, so to speak. You know, a lot of these guys only play 22 games in high school. And so when you're playing 45, 50 games in a season, it can be a grind. And so, you know, I think it actually worked out for us, the break.
Well, good to hear from you, Coach. Like I said, Florida Memorial takes this 2-1. They advance to the winner's bracket. They move on, and their next game is Saturday at 6 p.m. at the home of the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals spring training facility in West Palm Beach, Florida.